My name is Simon Hewitt, and I will serve as your guide to help you reach a beautiful deep state of relaxation. A state which is actually common in our everyday lives. But it's your contribution and effort that makes the state possible. While hypnosis can alter your perception, it cannot make you do things against your will. Hypnotic subjects have control over themselves at all times when in a trance state. Hypnosis is a guided experience of an altered state, similar to the other states of consciousness. It's the same when you were totally absorbed in some activity, where you lose all track of time. And time seems to pass slowly or quickly. A minute might seem like an hour, or an hour like a minute. Other sensations you might notice include your breathing becoming deeper, extreme relaxation of your muscles, perhaps dryness of your mouth, a slight tingling or numbness in your fingers or the tips of your toes. There are also common experiences as you go into a deep state of relaxation. While sleep and hypnosis are both altered states, they are not identical. Under hypnosis, parts of your mind, your subconscious, remain active enough that it can still learn and easily adopt suggestion. This is not true of sleep. You cannot get stuck in hypnosis. Either you will awaken on your own, or the state will become one of natural sleep. You may or may not remember everything when you awake. You will hear everything, and some parts of your brain, your subconscious, will process and respond to everything I say. But it is common for people to forget part of their hypnotic sessions. It's like being asleep, where you forget part of your dream when you awake. Hypnosis is a personal experience. Whatever you experience will be right for you. Once you're lying comfortably, it helps if you close your eyes. I would like to remind you that this is a light state of relaxation. If you need to awaken anytime during this session, you will awaken feeling rested and refreshed, though for now, while you're lying comfortably with your eyes closed, just take a nice deep breath. Breathing, relaxation in, and breathing any tightness out. You are releasing the tensions, allowing your whole body to relax as your subconscious takes you deeper, while you listen to the sound of my voice. Another deep breath. And as you exhale, feel your whole body starting to relax 10 times deeper than before. A third deep breath. Now as you exhale, you realize just how heavy your body feels and how comfortable you feel as you start to relax even deeper than before. As you concentrate on your breathing has become deeper. As your body relax, do you physically feeling heavy? As your breathing becomes even deeper now, you allowing yourself become more and more relax. With each easy breath that you take, you become more comfortable, heavily, relax, and feel at peace with yourself. Let the outside world slowly drift away entirely as you concentrate on your breathing, on yourself, on this comfortable feeling of relaxation. Now, as you begin to listen to my voice, I would like you to take a nice deep breath and relax. Let go and allow my voice to make all the effort necessary that you relax for the next few moments. Let it become a pleasure. Begin now to enjoy the feeling of being able to choose to relax, to simply let go, to be able to go inside and turn off the world as you relax for the next few minutes. You are going to learn to enjoy, gradually, happy, and settle into a state of deep relaxation. It is possible to ask for help from your sexual spirit guide to maximize both the physical, mental, and spiritual aspects of your sexual ecstasy. This approach can also be used to make the sexual pleasures last a very long time before you reach an intense climax. Take a nice deep breath and allow yourself to relax even deeper, allowing yourself to become more and more relaxed as you dress down from the stress of the day, allowing those cozy and pleasantly warm feelings to maximize. As you lie comfortably on your bed, allowing your breathing to happen almost by itself, as you allow yourself to breathe in all the sexual energies from the universe, breathing sexual energy in and breathing negative stress of the day out, allowing yourself to go deeper and deeper, just relaxing now. Feel the presence of your sexual spirit and ask for guidance as you begin caressing gently each part of your physical body, allowing yourself to mentally relax as you do not need to concentrate on any specific zone. Allow your sexual spirit to guide you to your sensual zones as you take the time to become more comfortable with yourself. Remember, your sexual spirit is part of your physical, mental, emotional aspect of your sexual entity, which knows no boundaries. Now you may probably feel a strong arousal. Allow these feelings to spread like waves of warm pleasure throughout your body, mind, and spirit. Allow yourself to become more relaxed. The more relaxed you become, the more aroused you may feel. Allow your sexual spirit to guide you as you gradually approach the more sensual parts of your body. May your sensual part be the rectal zone. Your sexual spirit knows no boundaries. Allow the sexual energy of the universe to spread within your body and intensify your pleasure zones. There is no right or wrong ways for a male to masturbate. As long as the action you are doing is making you feel good, then you are doing something right. Most men are trying to accomplish one primary goal, to orgasm. Most of the time, he will use his hands during masturbation sessions. He will move his hands up and down along the shaft of his penis until he finally orgasms. As long as you are pleasuring yourself, then regular masturbation is a healthy activity to engage in. There are no specific ways that you have to place your hands around your body or penis. Allow your sexual spirit to guide you to your sensual zones. If it feels good, then you know it feels right. If you are curious about anal masturbation, your sexual spirit guide encourages you to start off small and work your way up. Your sexual spirit guide gives you the freedom to enhance your sexual sensations that you will feel during masturbation, and make your masturbation session more pleasurable. Continue pleasing yourself. If something feels good to you, then keep doing it. Allow yourself the time to sense the things you like. And each time you caress some sensual place, you're allowing your sexual spirit to guide you. First, to caress it in a gentle, relaxed manner. Gradually intensify your handling to increase the feelings, allowing growing excitement physically, mentally, spiritually, and you may reach an orgasm. Open your mind and allow your intimate zones to offer full penetration of your body. Then slowly and gently, you penetrate your body as you allow yourself to indulge in the freedom of your sexual pleasure zones. Allow your sexual spirit to slowly and gently guide you at the beginning as you allow yourself the freedom to gradually intensify your pleasure zones. So that the feelings intensify, you may reach your peak. Then relax and allow your reactions of your pleasure zones to gently settle. Allow your spirit guide to help you repeat these emotional feelings gently. Gradually intensify your pleasure zones as many times as you desire. As you continue to get steadily growing general excitement physically, mentally, spiritually. You are in control. You can choose to go in and out of the intimate state of your sexual ecstasy to almost reach your peak, and then to let the feelings settle, and then again lie and relax, caressing and fingering your most pleasurable zones. You have the freedom to do as many cycles of caressing, fingering, and penetrating as you desire. It's all within you now. All the time you will feel a constant mental ecstasy and a general physical arousal that steadily grows. Each time you intensify your actions, you will feel more physical pleasure. Intensify, allowing you the freedom to eventually reach a final climax. Allow your sexual spirit to stimulate and intensify each pleasure zone. And allow your fingers to steadily stimulate your pleasure zones. Intensifying your arousal. Continue this until you orgasm. To have an orgasm is your choosing. The tantric sex orgasm is not always the goal. The intense ecstasy you feel before you decide to reach your climax is considered more important than the climax itself. You are in control. Sometimes you will therefore choose not to have an orgasm, allowing a great part of your arousal to remain during the day or night and continue to give you the constant pleasure of arousal, allowing the intensity of physical mental feelings and emotions to spiritually grow and intensify within your mind, body, and spirit. In a moment, I'm going to bring you back to full awareness. I'm going to count from 1 to 5. On the count of 5, your eyes are going to open and you will come back feeling rested, refreshed and relaxed, having enjoyed this pleasant experience. Your head will be clear and you will feel totally alert. Okay, get ready. One, starting to come back now. Two, becoming more and more aware. Three, feel as though you're washing your eyes in a mountain stream. Four, getting ready to open your eyes on the count of 5. Five, eyes open, wide awake, feeling rested and refreshed.